This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Hey, coming up on Thursday and Friday, join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at Eastlake for live coverage of the Tour Championship. Legitimately, two of, if not my two favorite shows of the year.
Yeah, man. Us,
broadcasting live from Eastlake. Dukes and Bell broadcast live from Tito's Stillhouse as the best golfers in the world compete for the FedEx Cup. Coverage brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, by Twin Peaks, Eat Drinks and Scenic Views, by Bobby Jones Golf Course, Golf Open to Everyone, by Georgia Hemp Company, come visit their brand new locations, and by Humberto Injury Law, when it's game time and winning is the only option. That's the Tour Championship this Friday and Thursday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Can't wait. Always a fun time. And now we know the whole, because like, it's easier to get there now because the walk, because the Stillhouse is all the way in the back. And I would always take the wrong turn last 2 years ago. Now I'm all the way pinpoint which way to go around the tent, all the way through the back, go past, over that little bridge thing, and there it is right there.
And the best part, well, there's two best parts.
You love the PJ store's there. The store's there.
That's nice too.
That's not yours?
Well, I mean, it's nice, but it's cost an arm and a leg to buy anything from in there, but that's fine. I probably will. But we're in the Tito's Stillhouse where they sell Tito's. Uh-huh. And we're inside.
That's the most important thing.
Because it's hot.
Yes.
So those two things are good.
Oh, yeah. I love
and we're close
inside.
To the
But soil. I thought your number one thing was because we were by the pro shop.
When I got that polo a couple years ago.
I know. You're still paying on it, right?
Yeah. You buy a $100 polo, you're good for a few years. You know what I mean? And I'll wear that one probably on Friday.
There you go.
All planned out. I don't want to wear it Thursday yet, but I'm sure I'll come up with something. Mike Conti joins us at 11:40 on Tuesdays to talk all things Atlanta sports. Mike, how are you?
I'm good. You see the weather for Friday, by the way.
No. Must be pretty good.
Fall-like temperatures.
Cooling down.
Yeah.
We need 90. I need 90 for another 6 weeks.
I'm happy about it.
Yeah, I need 90 for another 6 weeks.
This weekend was an outrage.
At least another 6 weeks.
It's too hot.
At least another 6 weeks.
I'm good on that. All right. Has your opinion on anything Falcons changed over the course of the preseason?
No, not at all. No. That's across the board. It's my feeling about this roster and the team that they've assembled, my feeling about how they drafted, my feeling about how they've treated the preseason. Nothing's changed. I still think from an organizational philosophy, they continue to stick with this idea that we're just going to mail in preseason games and hope that it doesn't matter, and we won't know until week one if it matters or not. But at least you've protected most of your team from the threat of injury in a preseason game. Never. So I guess there's
and yet
that.
Some it's, guys have still gotten hurt.
Yes. Well, remember,
what do you know about that?
Remember, I think quite to the extent of last year. Do you remember last year, two players were knocked out for the year on the first drive of the first preseason game?
Yep.
I think Braylon Trice was one of them.
And
was Rondell Moore the other?
No, or, Hitman. He got hurt
Helms.
In practice.
Yeah.
Helms got hurt in the game and Moore got hurt in practice.
On the first defensive series, you
by
lost
By the way, Moore got hurt again. Did you see that?
Yes.
Yeah,
he's going to miss this whole season.
And I'm worried now.
Yeah.
Like,
where
are you career-wise if you miss two straight seasons? So, look, it's defensible if you feel like this is the best way to protect your team. And, again, I know. Everyone says the joint practices are what really matters. And, you know, I think you guys were there at the joint practices. You probably saw a lot of very positive things and maybe a few not so positive things. But I think this team is going to, based on everything we've seen in the preseason, nothing has happened to me to make me think they're going to exceed my expectations or not meet my expectations, right? Like, everything's kind of gone according to plan to this point. Now, there's still a couple more weeks left before they put the ball on the tee against Tampa Bay, so a lot can still happen.
What, when you say it like that, what are your expectations?
Well, I think it's going to, if you want me to be totally honest, I think there's a potential for this team to start very slowly.
Okay.
Partially schedule related, partially, look, Penix is still developing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's fair to just expect him to go out week one against Tampa and be the finished product that we hope he will be by the end of the season. On top of that, you are relying on some young players, in fact, some rookies on defense, to really be difference makers. That doesn't always happen right out of the gate. Sometimes it takes some time to develop. So I think, unfortunately, there's a potential for this team to start slowly, and then you have to hope that they haven't put themselves in too deep of a hole where when you get to the end of the year, mm-hmm. You're out of contention. I don't know what record wins you the division this year in the NFC South. I think 10-7 is not an automatic division championship this year. And I say that because I think Tampa is still going to be competitive, and I think Carolina will be much better than they were last year. New Orleans is the one team I'm not worried about right now. So, yeah, like, you got to hope that they can get through September 2-2.
Right.
That's my hope. If they get through September 2-2, I think they've got a great chance to have a very good season and finally break this playoff drought. They get in a 1-3, 0-4 hole. You know, it's tough to climb out of that. And I just hope that the expectations for how this will start are reasonable, because this is still going to be a work in progress for a team that's very young at quarterback and very, very young in some key positions at defense.
Yeah, no, I agree. And you add to it, the Bucs week one, the Vikings week two, the Commanders week four, the Bills week, like, you got
and
really
Carolina
tough teams.
And Carolina week three.
And Carolina week three, yeah.
Well, I don't like that.
You have a difficult opening schedule. So if you are to do that, like, if you are to, whether you want to call it a fast start or kind of tread water and get everybody up to speed, whatever, like, if you get off to a decent start, what do you think the reason will be? Like, what's the thing that the Falcons are going to be able to lean on and rely on early in the season that get them to the point where kind of everybody's up to speed?
If that happens, let's say they start 2-2, 3-1, I'm going to bet that we're going to look at the statistics and say, wow, they're really balanced on offense. They're really, really balanced on offense. They're committing to the run, and the run is effective, but they're not making mistakes in the passing game. And, you know, you're coming out of games with maybe 150 rush yards and 250 pass yards or something in that realm, and you're balanced and you're converting your red zone opportunities. You know, that's been a huge issue over the last couple of years, where between the 20s, the Falcons have done really, really well at moving the ball, but they always seem to be settling for field goals or committing turnovers. So that, to me, is the key. And again, early in the season, are the defenses more ahead of the offense typically early?
Yes.
So that's a concern. Now, that could also be good news if the Falcons' defense can be effective. But I just think there's going to be some growing pains offensively. And if they're able to protect the ball and stay balanced, that's, I think, what gives them the best hope at a good start.
We got college football back this weekend.
Can't
Mike,
wait.
Got a couple games here on the station here.
Yes.
But I got to talk about your conference, Mike.
Yeah.
What the hell are they talking about?
I cannot.
I'm sorry.
No,
sorry.
Y'all conference.
My bad.
Andy and I have to defend the honor of the
Let me hear this.
I cannot believe how many people are falling for this.
That's what I'm saying. Like, men are talking about it.
It's total nonsense.
We were talking about it yesterday.
How many people have fallen for this? There's no way.
Right.
Anyone
in their
rational
mind. Who might not know what we're talking about. What are we talking about?
There was a report over the weekend, a.k.a. a trial balloon that was floated, where allegedly the Big Ten commissioner, Tony Patini, and the conference's coaches are speaking internally about a proposal to expand the playoffs to 24 or 2018.
Right.
People, this is the oldest trick in the book. How do you get a change that you've been pushing for a long time that is not widely supported?
You're correct.
You pitch an idea for something even more outrageous,
yep.
and then you come back to the original idea. The Big Ten is trying to get the playoffs expanded to 16 teams, which, again, I don't think is necessary. They want, I think, 4 or 5 guaranteed berths for Big Ten teams. I don't think that's necessary. They have a really kooky idea where 1 and 2 would automatically go into the playoff, 3 would play 6, and 4 would play 5 on conference championship weekend mm-hmm. for berths. I think that's dangerous. What happens if Penn State or Ohio State is a 3 seed and gets clipped by 6-seeded Washington, and now maybe you've played a contender out of the play? I think that's stupid. But the 16-team playoff looks far more palatable
yeah.
than a 26-team playoff, yeah. right?
Right.
That's all the Big Ten's trying to do here, folks, is yeah. they're making a more outrageous, I don't want to call it a proposal. I think this is a trial balloon in hopes that it will get people to come back yeah. to something a little more conservative.
I just don't believe that a team that is 4th or 5th in a division deserves the right to play
no.
for a championship.
No.
I don't believe that. I'm sorry.
And they're like, well, you know, this will put more value on the regular season if we do it this way. It's the complete opposite. It's the complete opposite. Now you're putting into play a 5-4 conference finish is going to put you in a potential automatically advancing position. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's absurd. If it were me, we'd have an 8-team playoff at most, maybe back to 4. 12, I guess, is probably we're not going to unwind that. We're not going to make it smaller, but it's absolutely absurd to think about doubling the playoff. Someone did a hypothetical bracket
really?
with 24 teams. Like some of these matchups, who wants to see SMU against BYU in a first-round playoff? Like, no one wants to see that.
No, but you nailed it. It's intentionally
yeah.
outrageous.
And everyone's falling for it. I think it's hilarious.
Because they've suggested 16, and I guess that's outrageous to some. So they're like, nah, it'll seem a lot more normal if we do this. Teams and leagues and stuff do all the time.
Yeah.
And ultimately, it's going to be 16 because it's more and it's more money. And at least 16 is like a nice divisible number.
Right.
12 is kind of an awkward number.
It eliminates the first round buys, yeah. which might have been a disadvantage. In fact, it was a disadvantage this last year. I don't know how you guys feel. I mean, I could, you know, close my eyes and accept 16 teams. But I think the idea of 5 automatic bids SEC, 5 automatic bids Big Ten is absolutely absurd and anti-competitive.
Agreed.
It should be the best 16 teams.
I agree with that.
And if you want it to be a committee that selects them, fine. If you want to go back to the BCS formula, which some people have proposed, take the human element out, that's fine too. But it needs to be the 16 best teams, and it cannot be automatic 5 Big Ten, 5 SEC, because what you're going to have is what Indiana's doing. They're going to play Kennesaw State and UConn and Central Connecticut or whatever in the non-conference, and they're going to get their 3 wins, and they won't have to play 2 of the powers of the Big Ten, and they'll be 10-2, and they're in the playoff. That's not competitive. That's right. not good. That's not good for the game.
Well, I also think if you believe your league is that much better than everyone else, like the SEC and the Big Ten do, there's going to be years where you get more than 4 or 5. Like,
yes.
It's not crazy to me to think that there's a year where the SEC gets 5 or 6 teams into the 16-team field in years where the league's really good.
Yeah.
And then there'll be years like last year where you don't, and you get 3 or 4, and that's just how it is. Like, but there should be no guaranteed life raft.
I know.
You know? Your league's so great, then what do you need guarantees for?
And here's the thing. As always, TV is driving this bus. The Big Ten has 3 TV partners, NBC, Fox, CBS. They're trying to give all 3 partners a meaningful game conference championship weekend. Okay, I mean, that's great for CBS. I don't.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
I think it's great for college football. You know, you play meaningful conference games leading up to conference championship weekend, and we will have no problem.
Mike?
Appreciate it, Mike.
Can't wait, guys.
Great stuff as always.
Saturday, it's on.
Football's right around the corner. Yeah, college football on Saturday, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. First hour of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll be right back. NFL No Huddle coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed's sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.